The scripture today is Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, reading from the New American Standard Bible. Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others.
Thanks, Bill. All right, is this thing still working? All right, I'm just going to give a brief kind of devotional today. I'm going to talk a little bit about, I've got a name for this. It's called Winning the Argument and Losing the Soul. And I've talked to a few people about this. If you're in the committee, you know how I feel about it. How many people believe in the power of association? Raise your hand. How many people have kids? Okay, you want to choose your... Choose the people that your kids associate with, and hopefully that will help bring them up in the way that you want them to be up, and you hope the best for them. Is that true? I'm going to tell us a little bit of a story about social media today that I've kind of come to grips with it now. It was a little frustrating when it first happened to me, not to me, but someone in my family. I don't know if all of you remember, or I'm sure all of you remember my son, Ethan. So, he's gone but not forgotten. The girl that came to church with him for a year, her name is Spencer. I don't know if you guys remember her. Last fall, she changed her association from here and she started, went to university. And I'm sure that... anybody that went to public university, Bailey or Jordan or stuff like that, they probably can understand the pressures of university life as far as trying to be follow your Christian beliefs. Anyway, she posted something on Facebook, something about assisted suicide, euthanasia, something from Sweden or whatever. And I'm going to pick on my mom because she has to love me whether I say anything bad about her or not. But I've already had this conversation with her. My mom immediately jumped on her, defending her beliefs about that, which I believe that as well, that's not the right thing to do. But the point I wanted to make about that particular situation is the fact that, the people I've told this story, amazingly, have related to me a story not dissimilar from that somebody they've met that went to a Church of Christ, that somebody in a pew said something about another congregation or another denomination and it caused them never to want to enter into a Church of Christ again. Spencer has chose not to come to services for right now. I hope that we can change that over some time. I mean, Sherry and I haven't changed the way we live our lives at home. She comes over there all the time. We still do all the same things that we did. I believe that those words made our job harder, made God's job harder. And if you bring people into the church, I see our job more as delivery men. People that, our job is to get them in the door, okay? It's God's job to change their heart and to teach them and to soften their heart, and to allow them to be able to grow in the Lord. And I think that sometimes in our immediate desire to immediately defend our beliefs robustly, which I think is important, that we forget about the opportunity that we have had to grow in Christ and to learn and to have classes. Like I've been going to this church since Alex was born, I've been here, a lot of people raised in the church, and we are talking to new people and visitors. I'm sorry if you're a visitor today, you're kind of getting a little bit of my lesson, but I'm thankful that you're here. But I guess it's more important to get them here than make them believe your beliefs right away. The environment will do that for you. So rather than immediately go to guns on them, I always use to my Top Gun reference because it's my favorite reference, but instead of immediately go to guns on this person because they don't believe what you believe, why not, you know, try to invite them to church and allow the group and God and the association to do that job for you. I mean, it's God's job to change them. Our job is delivery man. We just bring them in the door, okay? So I think it's very important to do that. I mean, unlike Christ, we don't know their hearts. We can't stand in front of somebody and have a conversation like he did with the Pharisees and the Sadducees and understand the hearts of men. We don't have that capability, okay? Our job is to serve people, and that's it, okay? Let the tools of Christ that Christ has given us do that job for us. Things like the Bible that we follow, Bible classes, church services, outreach programs. We need to be Christ's tools, not our tools, is the point I'm trying to make. I think if we can do that, if we can get ourselves out of the way and shuttle people in the door, we do a lot of work with the service with the committee right now. And one of our main focuses is to be able to grow the church. I mean, in the 20 years that I've been here, 20 plus years that I've been here, it's been about the same amount of people. You know, a little bit up, a little bit down all the time. We want to have a great church. We want to have a great impact on this town. We want to make a difference in this city. And as new people begin to come in the congregation, flood in the doors, which I'm sure will happen because we pray about it constantly, I just want to make sure that when they come in, that our job is to love them and nurture them and pray for them and to take care of them and invite them to lunch and go to their house and fix their stove and put shingles on their house or whatever they need and serve them. Our job is to serve them. It's God's job to change them. Okay, that's not what we do. Okay, we just offer the environment. So we need to be Christ's tools, not our tools. Okay. One of the greatest tools that Christ gives us is the power to be able to baptize and to be able to completely immerse someone, to be able to die to your old life and be born again in a new life. And I'm going to go ahead and offer the opportunity to be able to come forward and partake in that. If you have anything that you want to get off your chest, anything that you would like to talk about, anything that we can help you with, anything that we can support you with, Marion's going to come up and sing a song, and you're welcome to come up, and we can help you through those challenges, and we really welcome the opportunity to be able to serve you as a loving member of this body. So, Marion, if you want to come up and get us started with that, we'll go ahead and sing our invitation song, and